Speaking with Orion head wrestling coach Mr. Dan Diamond, the National Federation of State High School Associations announcing a rule change this week, and it deals with hair length. Previously, a wrestler's hair could not extend below the top of an ordinary shirt collar in the back, below earlobe level on the sides, or below the eyebrows in the front. Those confinements, along with the requirement that a hair cover be used for hair that exceeded said limitations, were deleted. Dan Diamond, your reaction to that?
Well, I'm not a big fan of it. I know the world's changing and things like that, but I kind of like the fact that we had certain rules that people had to follow to participate in. And really, my concern is we've wrestled a couple kids with like a big afro type of hair, and they use it to their advantage. They stick that into your face, and it's like an SOS, and it really doesn't help them score, but it eliminates you from shooting a lot of times, and just the fact that you really don't want somebody's hair in your face and in your mouth. And then a couple years ago, our junior high had to cancel a meet with another junior high that had hair lights problem break out at their school and stuff like that. So I just worry about the hygiene part of it too. But we run across some kids with some burly hair before, and it's just it's hard to be on your attack when your face is stuck with a bunch of hair from another wrestler. So I don't really see the thing with the hair cover, why they can't stay with the idea that it has to be a hair cover. I mean, that's that kid's choice. If he wants to have hair that long, that he has to provide a safety net on it. But I know a lot of it has to do with girls now becoming more active in wrestling.
Well, and I know the quote from the press release from the National Federation of State High School Associations involved, well, I think the quote is, it is important to embrace the current culture of young boys and girls who are expressing themselves through their appearance, making this the perfect opportunity to extend wrestling to young people who otherwise would not be attracted to our sport. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Well, I pretty much disagree with that. I think if there's rules, you have to follow them. And the fact that, you know, you cut your hair, it will grow back, so it's not something that's permanent and things like that. But I know it's a changing world with a lot of different things with the body piercings and the hair and the hair coloring and stuff like that. I see that at the junior high and high school that I teach at. But I just think that if you have these types of rules, everybody, and they were very lenient on it this year, and it's just the fact that I think it kind of opens the door to more hygiene. And then also now we have a rule going to be put in about pulling hair. Well, if my hand gets caught in your hair and I get called for a penalty, it's really not my fault that, you know, I'm not potentially pulling your hair, so it just kind of opens up another thing.
All right, and no, as it stands right now, all summer contact days have been suspended by the IHSA. What does that mean for the sport of wrestling?
Well, it's definitely going to have an effect on, like, summer camps. So usually start up the first part of June, and, you know, there won't be the summer camps and the opportunities. We go down usually in the summertime to wrestle in a thing in Porta, and right now I understand it's on hold. It's not until June 9th, but I think that will be canceled. Just going to be harder for kids to get together and work out. I think somewhere down the road, you know, wrestling, there's obviously physical contact, but I think probably be looking at something changing about all the shaking of the hands that we do, because we shake hands before or after and things like that. So I think that's another ramification that might come from this. And, you know, you can lift weights and things like that, but it's totally different than getting in there and having workout partners. And I know some kids are still working out with individuals and things like that, but you can get groups in there. I've suggested my kids do a little bit of research, reading books on wrestling, and try and stay active and be creative in different things. You know, this isn't a time that you want to just waste and shut down, but you got to be creative and find different ways to benefit from it.
All right, Dan Diamond, thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, James. Hey, thanks for covering stuff like this. You know, small town radio, but I saw yesterday on Facebook that you put it out there, and it's it's nice to see the people extend and look for opportunities to keep us informed.
You're listening to WRMJ and WRMJ.com.